5% of female veterans are homeless. That is according to Larry Gerson. She's the veteran claims examiner for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. Gerson says the troubles of women veterans are often not discussed, but the statistics show females face many of the same issues as their male counterparts, and sometimes more.
The year 2009, fiscal year 2010, PTSD, hypertension, depression were the top three diagnostic categories for women veterans. And that I got that from the VA Healthcare Administration. About one in five women seek healthcare at the VA. When they screen for military sexual trauma, they say yes, one in five.
Sarah Romeo is the founder of the Athena House, which is the country's first gender-sensitive residential program for homeless female veterans. The program is being used as a model across the country. But she says veteran programs, especially those for women, are too reactive.
This, to me, is truly the way we need to be going, and that is sort of a shift in thinking in Washington. It is a prevention program. We are actually able now to look at families in the community who are at risk, who are facing eviction, who aren't quite in the shelter yet or under the bridge. So what they have discovered in Washington and what we've all known for many years in the social service industry is prevention is much more effective and much less costly than the alternative.
But reinventing the wheel when it comes to helping female vets isn't cheap. Romeo said there are not a lot of programs available to help veterans who are mothers. But Frank Storm from Hillsborough County Veterans Affairs said the economy makes funding new programs difficult.
With the county's budgetary restraints, I guess would be the appropriate term over the last 4 years, it is difficult to channel funding to organizations like this. Commissioner Beckner does have an initiative on the table with some funding specifically targeted for veterans. Those specific needs or direction has not been identified yet. We're working on that over this next fiscal year. Maybe some opportunities, I don't know. I don't want to speak on his behalf. This is his initiative. Our goal is to continuously seek out federal funding, because if we think about it, you know, we believe it's the federal responsibility to take care of our veterans when they come back.
The federal government has stepped in to fund research. Maureen Grower is a professor at the USF School of Nursing. She received money to study female veterans for markers that may put them at risk. Grower started recruiting participants at military outreach events
to see if they would be interested in enrolling in our study. I suspected that maybe 10% of the women would be in the study because it involved standing at a kiosk for some women almost an hour, taking these various instruments, having a blood sample drawn, being weighed and measured by our student nurses, which none of us like, having a sample of hair because we are now able to measure a stress hormone in hair that gives us a perspective of long-term stress exposure.
But one of the biggest problems identified during the panel discussion was communication and collaboration. Each speaker agreed that interagency cooperation would benefit veterans in the area. Pam Smith-Beatty is the Woman Veterans Program Manager at the VA in Tampa. She said if all the various agencies came together, they could reach more women.
There, I do know that women, it's difficult for them to identify themselves as a veteran. I had that problem for many years. I still don't bring that up when I'm speaking to somebody. You know, it's not, to me, my primary role is wife, mother, daughter, you know, and I think, oh, veteran, you know, it's about six or seven down the road. So it's very difficult to actually reach them. Once we get them, we can provide care. And once we get them, they generally will come back about 50% of the time. They'll come back and they'll stay in our system.
The Commission on the Status of Women will come up with plans to address these problems with the Hillsborough County Board of County Commissioners. No deadline for a recommendation was made, but board members said it would be a long process. Chairperson Yvonne Fry told the panel she promises to work towards stronger lines of communication between advocates and the county. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.